Welcome to episode 250 of Fly Away. We're a group of agents from Outlander Travel who get together every week to talk about all things travel. Whether you've been listening for a while or are just tuning in, we're happy you found us. We truly believe that travel has the power to change the world, and we want to inspire others to come along with us. We chat about destinations, current events, our favorite experiences, and lots more. We love to hear your feedback and ideas for topics, so be sure to connect with us on our website, Facebook, or Twitter. My name is George, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Donna, Sandy, and Elizabeth. All-inclusive means different things to different brands. Often food and drink are included. Sometimes various non-motorized water sports are included. Some even include scuba and golf. But did you know that there is an all-inclusive in Mexico that also includes 7 interactive parks? Hotel Escheret opened a couple of years ago as part of the Escheret family of leisure products. The Escheret Eco Park has been a popular Riviera Maya attraction for almost 3 decades now, and the Escheret Experiences Group has been opening new parks and experiences over the years. They focus on sustainable recreational tourism. This addition of an all-fun-inclusive hotel to their portfolio really brings the resort to a whole new level, allowing guests to stay on property and enjoy all of these parks without additional cost. Elizabeth and her family recently spent a week at this property, and we thought we would chat with her tonight about what they thought. So let's get started. So I guess the first question that probably always comes up, and I know it was for me, is how do you pronounce it?
Yep. And you know why you pronounce it that way?
No, please enlighten us.
It is based on a Mayan word. And I was so busy writing these show notes right before we started that I didn't look up the Mayan word, but it is the Mayan pronunciation. So anytime you see that X in anything in the Riviera Maya area, it is pronounced as sort of an ish or esh. Sort of depends on who's saying it. I heard it both ways, but so it's really more of a, and it's esh, it's not s or sh, it's esh. Yep. Mayan.
Good to note. Uh-huh. So what were your first impressions when you arrived at the hotel? Because the pictures I've seen are just absolutely amazing, and it's really unlike any other resort I've ever visited.
Yeah. And I think that's like really the first impression. First of all, they include transfer. So that's kind of nice. It's sort of a, and you'll hear me do this several times in this podcast, I assure you. It's sort of like Disney, where you have your Magical Express. When you get there, you go check in with your, so it's all, that's all included. They take you right to the resort. The first impression I had is it's kind of far from the airport. It's about an hour by van. And then once you get there, you're like, yay, we're here. And then it's like 20 minutes to get to the hotel on their property. Cause you know, it's kind of like when you drive onto Disney World and you're like, yay, we're here. And then you have to drive and drive to get to your resort. They've got tons of land. And there's signs everywhere pointing to the different parks that are there on. So you really are on property, and the hotel seems to be kind of at the back of all of it. That said, once you get there, you are rewarded, cause it's this beautiful open air lobby. These wonderful natural sculptures, they really tried to keep the natural environment look. And so it actually, when I first saw the pictures, it looked almost, it looks almost rustic, but it isn't. When you get there, it's not rustic. It's luxury. It's definitely, or at least high end. Every balcony has a hammock on it. And so it sort of has this jungle look to it, because the hammocks actually end up sort of almost looking like vines everywhere, you know. It's really just kind of, it's really interesting how they incorporated nature into the resort. You're greeted with a cold towel and perhaps a little treat. They had popsicles there for us, these little fruit popsicles. And then they take you to your check-in. And if you are in the adult only area with butler service, you're taken directly to that building and checked in there. We were not so fortunate because we had children, so we couldn't opt for that at all. So silly children getting in our way. So we were in the regular section, and the check-in process, they have people there to sort of with iPads, and they sort of guide you up to the front desk when it's your turn. The check-in process is a little involved. You do your credit card authorization. They give you bracelets. The bracelets are not like the plastic bracelets that some resorts use to differentiate between classes of service, like the plastic concert bracelets. These are actually more like magic bands, like our friends at Disney. They actually use a zip tie to keep them on your wrist. If you lose it, it's like, I don't remember how much, but I feel like it was something like $150. I mean, it's like really expensive if you lose it. Yeah. So they zip tie it to your wrist. And they are color coded based on like the adult only, like the butler service and then the other, but really that's, and then children have a different, so there's children, adults, and then adults with premium service, were the three colors. And one, and that actually it has an RFID chip in it. There's no, computer app to sign up for things on, but it does contain your information. It contains something that works sort of like a photo pass, where you can go around the resort and scan your band, and they're like photo spots. The cameras are hidden in these pieces of art. And then after you check in, you're taken to the bar, the lobby bar, and with a concierge, and they do all of your dining and activity reservations for you. So anything that requires, not everything requires a reservation, but some of the restaurants do, and some of the activities do. And if you want to reserve any of those, you do that then. In theory, you cannot do it ahead of time. If you have a travel agent, he or she may be able to get you some reservations ahead of time, but it isn't guaranteed. And if you're with a group, usually your travel agent can get those reservations ahead of time because you have a larger group. And that was actually what we fell under, was we were traveling with a group. So after that process, you get to go to your room, assuming it's ready. If you arrive early in the morning, it might not be. Ours was. We had a little while before it was ready. We had to go back. And then you can go eat and, do all those things, and then get into your room. So really, that's a lot for a first impression, and it's quite a process to start with, but it's actually quite relaxing. They'll bring you a drink in the bar while the concierge is working with you. So you do expect to spend some time between airport and room. There's some things that need to happen. Butler service condenses it a little bit more, but still a few things. And even though we had done reservations ahead of time, he still had to check and he had to do a couple other ones for us. So.
Interesting. So one of the things I noticed looking at the pictures is it's almost hard to tell what's natural and what's man-made when it comes to, especially the water areas of the resort in the beach area. It has, I don't even know how to describe them, almost little flower pots that stick up out of a lagoon that have covered bridges, and they're covered with all different kinds of plants and trees, and all the little holes that they carved out of the rock and put hammocks and stuff in.
I get the impression of lots of rock when I see it.
Can you tell how much of that is natural and how much they manufactured?
And yeah, I don't know for sure. And I actually got to tour the resort last year before staying there this year. And they tried to keep as much natural as possible, but I do not believe that there happens to be 18 hammock-sized holes in the rock, right along in a row. So I'm sure some work was done, but wherever they could, like there is a spa treatment room, which I was not fortunate enough to be assigned to, but there is one that actually has a cenote entrance in it. So when you're done with your treatment, you actually go down. Yeah, it was super cool. We saw it on our tour, but it wasn't available when we did our spa treatment. So they try to bring in whatever was. It was almost like they said, okay, well, we can keep this, and then we'll need to build this up a little bit in order to make this seem like it's all natural, So it is hard to tell where nature, ends and man-made begins. And then they have different swimming areas, which also add to that. So there are pools that are clearly pools. They're, chlorine water, and, you can tell they're pools. Okay. They're blue, they're square, or whatever shape. And then some of them look like they might have a sandy bottom. They have zero entry or whatever, but they're still pools. And then there's this river area is what they call it. And you can swim in it. There is a water slide that, that you can, fall into it from. And then you can also kayak and paddleboard in that river. And that's sort of how you access all those little hidey holes with the hammocks. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and then there's the beach. So you sort of have three different water features, if you will. And the beach is pretty nice. I mean, Mexico still has that seaweed problem every now and then, but the beach was swimmable for most days. They have flags for, red flags if the current is too difficult. But in general, and so it's kind of nice to have that protected area so that you can kayak even if the ocean is not in the best mood that day, you still can do the kayaking and paddleboarding in sort of a natural environment.
Would that be protected from the seaweed too, if there's?
Yeah. It's almost separate. I mean, you sort of cross a bridge to get, and that's the other thing. It's not a super accessible resort. I'm told that there are elevators and things, so if you have mobility issues, you can get to anywhere, including the beach. But the way that most people get to the beach is via these swinging bridges, which would be horrible. I mean, they're horrible for me, and I'm not, because I don't like heights. So it was already sort of, I had to gulp and sort of run across them as fast as possible.
And I'm sure your sweet husband didn't shake the bridge or anything.
Or my children. I tried not to actually walk across them with them. And so even, you know, accessing the beach and everything, it's all done by these bridges. So again, there may be, this resort is huge and sprawling. And there were several times, you know, there was one restaurant we went to on the first night that everybody was there as a group. The restaurant is called Las Cuevas, and it's in the caves that they've either created or found. And it's way off to sort of the left-hand side of the resort. And it's very difficult from the map to see where the paths are. So the plus side is getting lost, you sort of feel like you're walking through nature. I mean, even the walkways are either sort of cement that looks kind of natural, kind of like at Animal Kingdom where they, you know, sort of man-made.
Carve animals into the...
Yeah, no tracks or anything like that. And then like wooden planks in a lot of places there, you know, there's wooden planks. There's a lot of places that in America wouldn't be allowed where there's space between. So it's over a quote river or some sort of water feature. And there's a good, I don't know, 6-inch space between the sidewalk and the little wooden bridge that you cross over. The wooden bridge seems to be like a floating raft in the middle of the river. I didn't witness anyone fall in, but you know, here in America, we put a fence around it and say it wasn't safe. So.
Now you had mentioned the spa.
Does
Ishkaret actually, because the new trend with some of the higher end resorts is actually to include spa treatments as part of the all-inclusive package. Is it included or was it extra?
That was extra, significantly. Yeah, that one is not, their little tagline is all fun inclusive. So I guess they don't consider the spa fun. So no, in this case, it was full cost and then also gratuities. They do offer product that's based in Mexico. So in other words, things that are made with the local muds or herbs or whatever, you know, Mayan treatments. But yeah, it's not included. It's an extremely lovely spa though, really. And probably one of the best spas I've been to as far as service. They have they have sort of a thermal, I don't remember what it's called, but the hydrotherapy where you go from, you know, a sauna to a steam room to a cold plunge to a cool pool to a warm, and you know, and then they have little water things that spray your back and massage you and that sort of thing. And you actually have somebody guide you through and say, okay, in 5 minutes, you know, 5 minutes in here. And so you're in there, and then in 5 minutes they come in and they say, are you ready? And you say yes, and they take you to the next thing. So completely guided through the, instead of just there it is, enjoy, this is the order you should probably do it in, don't stay in the hot rooms too long or you might pass out, you know. It was very, very attended.
Whenever we started this, did you guys mention how old the resort is? Isn't it kind of new?
Yeah, it's just a couple years old.
Okay.
I couldn't find the opening date in the time that we had allotted before the show. So I believe when I toured it in December, I believe it was just about a year old. So
did you guys do any of the park stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what the all fun inclusive is. There's, basically have access to all the ish parks, all the parks that have the big X in them, which is Xel-Há, Explore. That one is actually said Explore. Explore Fuego, which is basically Explore, but at night. Savage, and then Eshimilco. I don't know how to say that one. And then Senses and the Cenotes. And then the Sheets and Tours as well. So basically we... the parks have shuttle buses that run. The ones that require reservations are sort of all day experiences. So an example of that would be Savage. We did have a group of people go to Savage. I didn't. My eldest did. He's more of the thrill seeker, and it has zip lines and speedboat. And if you go there and pay, you can pay at a level. You say, okay, I want one experience, two experiences, three experiences, or all the experiences. With your, usually the park guests are given sort of the highest or almost highest end option. And the way I understood it, they were given the option to do three experiences while they were out of the four. That said, they did three experiences and were almost late for the shuttle coming back. So they pick you up at an appointed hour. I believe that one was like 7:30. And Census is actually almost back at the airport. So it's a bit of a ride there. And then they leave at something like 5 o'clock at night and get you back at 6 so that you can have dinner and all that. So, but it's, you know, there's a mud bath area. I mean, it's down and dirty, interactive. It's not like going to the theme park and riding some roller coasters and then coming back. You're going to get wet. You're going to get dirty. You know, there's showers and changing facilities and all of that. And as a hotel guest, you not only had lockers, locker rental included, but you actually had a special line for your locker key. So you didn't have to wait in as long a locker key line as some people did. So a lot of the things that others had to pay for.
Was food included?
Yes. Food is included in those parks. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to wear your really nice bathing suit to this.
Yeah, no. And you want to make sure it's sturdy. You don't want anything falling out. So, and you know, a lot of it was like zip lining, or there was a rope swing at one park. And so some of it's a little bit tame. So a lot of walking around. So you also have to be prepared to sort of be damp a lot of times. You know, you might jump in a pool. And then the thing is, in Mexico, I mean, we went in July and it was hot. So it was quite refreshing to get into the water. And then you just sort of dried off as you walked around. So if you're not wearing your bathing suit for particular activities, you'd want something quick dry.
So looking at the prices of some of these parks, it looks like even the least expensive one is $90 for an adult.
Yep.
So I guess when you factor that into the cost of the resort, if you're going to definitely do a few of these parks, then it probably makes sense.
Yep. And you don't have to do all of them. So we were there for 6 nights. We did two parks and one tour. Wait a minute. Is that right? Did we do two parks? Oh, well, we did one park and one tour that included a park. So we did Ishkaret, and we were there pretty much all day. And then we did, and that's the other thing too, is you park hopping is, I mean, it's permitted, but it's not really something you would want to do, because these parks don't really lend them. There's distance between them and everything. So you really can't do that. So you pretty much are going, and a lot of times it's sort of a fixed package. Oh, we did Senses, Ishkaret, and then we did a tour that took us out to Tulum and then took us to Xel-Há for the afternoon. So in theory, we got 4 attractions. $400 per person. So that adds up really fast. And so when you include that, and it really did, it included food. It included at Xel-Há. Xel-Há is all inclusive. So it includes booze if you want it. It was so hot that I didn't want to drink, but I'm sure there are those who do. It was so hot. It includes your floats. So, you know, there's at Xel-Há, you can float from this cenotes area onto this open lake. And then you can just jump off your float and go over to a little place where you can zip line down into the water. There's 2 different tracks for that. There's cliff jumping, you know, high jumping, I would say, like a high dive length. And all of that is sort of along the river. So you just sort of pop out of your float, go do that, and then either go pop back into your float or another one that's floating around. And so, yeah, very inclusive. You really did. And then with those bracelets, you honestly did not have to carry very much with you. You know, we had sunscreen, because we will burn. and we had our little drawstring bag with sunscreen and sunglasses in case you needed, you know, there are some things where you cannot wear your glasses or a hat. They'll make you take them off because for safety. I did do a Facebook video of us, enjoying a fish pedicure. That was extra, but it wasn't expensive. It was like $15 for 20 minutes or something like that. So
they have that at the airport.
Yeah. Too. They have them all over. Yeah. So, but honestly, we didn't have to do it. I just sort of wanted to, and it was sort of in an environment where, you know, cause yeah, sitting down in the airport, taking off your shoes and sticking them in a fish tank but we were already, you know, I was already in flip flops and everything. So it was sort of a great time to try it. So that was really the only money we spent. We did drink at the, you know, we had all the drinks included and food and they have various restaurants. So they had like a fast food restaurant where you could get burgers and hot dogs. They had a international buffet that was, a tribute to all countries, but mostly Mexico. It was international, but it was mostly Mexican food, which is fine. It was delicious. And it's all open air. You're spending lots of time in the sun. There is a spa at Ishkaret, and I think they are at a couple, or there's one at Ishkara, and I think there was one at Selha as well. And those are extra. And they're not full spas. They're not like mud baths and skin treatments and stuff. It's all massages and things like that. So
these are all parks, though. There's not any other resorts attached to any of them, right?
Correct. There's only the Occidental is there. It was there before Hotel Ishkaret. And the Occidental has a partnership with Ishkaret. So actually, from Hotel Ishkaret, you can take a little boat to Ishkaret Park. And that boat takes you right past the Occidental, so you could see it. And it looks like it actually kind of reminded me of the Portofino Bay at Universal Studios. It was kind of a European style, but also sort of a Mexican style. And it has these canals. And as your boat goes under it, the bridges, they're like little draw bridges. So it was a neat little resort. I wouldn't mind walking around. And I think it's a good price point, but it does not include the parks. Only the Ishkaret includes the parks, and they are building more properties. I mean, I think that's obvious that that's going to happen.
Yep. And did you say you got to see the show?
Yes, I saw the show at the resort. It's a theatrical type show, mostly dancing, a little bit of singing, traditional Mexican songs and some more modern Mexican songs. And it sort of was, it was really artfully done. It was really, really quite good. It was a dinner theater experience. So you have to get there at a certain time and you get seated. They bring out a course and then you have an act, and then they bring out another course and you have another act. But it's not a variety show. It really is like a continuous show. And there's all sorts of styles of dance, traditional, including flamenco. There's a little bit of flamenco in there and tango. So not all pure Mexican, but other Latin influenced numbers. It was really quite good. I mean, I've seen a lot of shows, and the food was good. They can accommodate allergies and any food preferences, but it's a fixed meal and it's included. So it's not, and they called it a tasting menu, but it wasn't. It was a 3-course meal. It was a salad, entree, and dessert. So I celebrated my birthday while I was there, and they brought me a cake at the very end, a little dessert. So definitely some individual touches. And it's a decent-sized theater, but it's also like anything else at Ishkaret.
Celebrated your birthday all month.
Well, I mean, you celebrate for a month, right? But to be fair, that was 1 week after my birthday. So. I mean, it wasn't too ridiculous.
So let's talk a little bit about the resort itself with the buildings. Apparently they all have different names.
Yeah, they sort of tied that into nature as well. And the sort of elemental names, Casa Fuego is obviously means fire. And that is the adult only building. Tierra means earth, viento, wind, agua. So you see where that's going. And then they basically, those buildings have sort of their own character, and there some of them have their there's not too many terribly too many different types of rooms, but a river view in one building may actually almost be a swim out. It'll be more like a diving platform. You're not supposed to jump off, but it has a little ladder to take you into the water. So you can actually get a room type that isn't a swim out that you could still swim out from if you wanted to into the river. The swim out rooms, the ones that we were in Tierra, and they have a private pool that shared about, I want to say maybe 10 units. But there's also a building, and I don't know which one it was, that I think it's, I'm going to get it wrong, so I'm not going to guess. But you can actually, you can swim out into just a regular pool. There's another one where you can swim out into a pool with a pool bar. So, and that one's really close to the restaurants. I would really consult your travel agent before choosing your room type, though, because there's actually another one that's the swim outs actually swim out into the kids' play area, this big like octopus water slide. If you have little kids, you definitely want to be there. If you don't have little kids, you do not want to be there. And I think that the hotel will of course try to place you wisely. But you know, they don't know before you get there if you want to swim out to the pool bar or if you want a private pool. I wanted to swim out to the pool bar, but we ended up with the private pool, which actually ended up being excellent because one of the families we were traveling with that was staying almost next door to us, their kids or swimmers and had to get their laps in, and you wouldn't have been able to do that in the other pools. The one we had was perfect for that. It was long enough and quiet enough, and it sort of dropped off into the woods, so it was very beautiful and quiet back there, for sure. The infinity pool, that's the main pool, also has a restaurant in it. It's not sitting in the water, but it's sitting sort of on top of the water. It was beautiful to eat there, except the first night that we got there, they had the storm to end all storms. It was an amazing windstorm with thunder and lightning, and we were sitting there eating, and we were sort of tucked into the center of it, but the people sitting on the boundaries of it right at the pool had to sort of move in, and a couple glasses blew off and broke into the pool, so then the pool closed. And yeah, so it was it has its logistical issues, but after that, I mean, that was one night, and we were there six nights, and it was great to eat there any other night. It was a seafood restaurant for lunch and dinner. A la carte breakfast.
They seem to have a lot of different category rooms.
Yeah, they do, but they're not, I feel like there's like eight or so main categories, then some of them are like Riverview or Riverview Adult, which, you know, because that puts you in the adult building. And that's another thing to say about this resort. When you're talking about all fun inclusive, if you are just adults going to this resort, that adult only upgrade, I mean, that was less than my swim out suite upgrade, and you got a butler. Now, yeah, it's not a sandals butler. It's not like on, you know, on your service 24 hours, but they do a lot of arrangements for you. They make a lot of arrangements. And then you also get access to the most amazing pool on the rooftop. There's a rooftop bar there too, only for people with access to that building. Nobody else can get in there. Even if they're adults, nobody else can get in there. And the part of the pool is actually, it's an infinity pool on the rooftop, but then there's a little stretch of it that's like this glass tube almost. It's not closed. And you can swim along it. And basically we have these great pictures of the folks that were in our group that did stay in this building, of them in that area. And you can see their whole, it's like you're seeing them underwater and above water at the same time. And then the blue ocean behind them. It's great. And when I was there touring, there was actually a model doing a photo shoot in that pool. So, it was a really neat, privilege, and much quieter up there. The people who stayed there really, really loved it. And they do enforce that nobody in the building, because I was their travel agent and I already prearranged some of their excursions. So I wanted to work with the butler to make sure that they didn't double book anything. And they would not let me in that building. They would not let me go with them. So I had to sort of consult with my guests and tell them what I'd done with, you know, which I didn't like doing, because I like to sort of make sure that they're taken care of. So they had to take care of it because I was not permitted in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's a good thing.
Yep. I mean, if you're thinking you want to get married there or whatever, you just need to understand that. I mean, I guess that's a great way to just be like, hey, mother-in-law, you should get a swim out room in this section, and forget to mention the fact that she won't be able to get into your building. So yeah, it just depends on your family dynamics, I suppose. And for us, it was fine. I mean, most of the couples that went were, just couples. And so they chose to stay there. And then those of us with kids stayed together in the swim out area. But that's, even if not everybody in your party wants the swim out, there are rooms above the swim outs that are less expensive. And we can hear all of your conversations when we're in the pool too, if you're sitting on the balcony. So it was generally quiet, but if anybody did go, I heard one couple having a very heated political discussion the entire afternoon. So I opted to go swim in the other pool, but for the most part, it was not a problem. I would never complain about it. It was, you know, everybody has a right to use their balcony. So
I think one thing that's important to all the rest of us is food. So what can you tell us about the restaurants?
So I'm going to pull up the list of restaurants, because they're all in Spanish, which I do not speak, but I ate as many of them as I could. So the one that I was describing over the pool is called La Trajanera, and that actually, and I might be mispronouncing that, and that actually is, that means like it's a little boat. So that's, you know, sitting on top of the pool. So it sort of looks like one of these little covered boats that are traditional in Mexico. The Cantina Los Faroles, we ate there. It sort of indicates that it's kind of almost a Brazilian restaurant, but it really wasn't. I mean, there was meat there, but it was, it wasn't a center stage as the website makes you believe. It is a casual restaurant, really fun. That is the one that had, I took a picture of me on the bar stools. They had bar stools that were like horses' saddles. That was really fun. All the drinks were excellent. And that restaurant actually has an area upstairs that's kind of a sports bar, but it doesn't open until the evening. So I think I also posted on Facebook, the Women's World Cup was going on at the time, and it was getting toward the end of it, and we could not watch the games. I've never, ever had trouble watching soccer in Mexico. There are no TVs in this resort, except for in your room, and we couldn't get it in our room. We could get all sorts of Mexican soccer, but we could not get the Women's World Cup. So I don't know if that was licensing or just a lack of interest in Mexico about the Women's World Cup or what that was. But and people, I mean, they were kind of happy that we wanted to watch soccer, but they had no idea that it was going on. So so we were unable to watch. We had to do our best to stream it and watch the score. The Mercado is a buffet. Really good buffet, wide variety of food, and it does change around. And they do things like they make fresh quesadillas. And when I say they make fresh quesadillas, they're making the tortillas and then they're making the quesadillas. I mean, this is like, wow. Yeah, super, super fresh. Mm. And it's set up to look like an open air market, but it is enclosed in air conditioning. So very comfortable space. It didn't get super loud and lots of choices. The desserts were excellent as well. Spiral is at the top of they have like a pyramid on property, and that pyramid also has the chapel where you can do Catholic services, including church services. On Sunday, and this is a little interesting fact, we were in the Tierra building, and on Sunday there is a brunch, a champagne brunch, that is something like $45 a person, except if you're in Tierra, it's complimentary. And I didn't even know that. So we went and enjoyed that. And that was something that even it's not included for the people in Fuego even. So they have their little butler and their rooftop pool, but they can't have the free $45 brunch. And it was totally worth the $45. Handmade sushi right in front of you. You could say what you wanted in your sushi. And then of course, champagne, mimosas, live entertainment. It was wonderful. Chibali was sort of a, casual burger grill, burgers and hot dogs and Mexican food. And it had a candy bar in it, which the kids were very disappointed that we didn't find this restaurant until near the end of the trip. All the cotton candy you could eat, ice cream. They had like little candies, like a candy store where you could like pour candies into a container as much as you wanted, as much as you wanted. So we might have not told them about it on purpose. That was also over by the family play area. They have a great game room. We have a kids club, but they also have a family game room that has pool tables and air hockey and, you know, like all that fun stuff. The Teatro del Rio is just the dinner theater. It doesn't do anything any other time. It's just the theater. It's a slanted seating. And it's, you know, it's the theater of the river, and there's actually a river running through it. It's really beautiful. Xinqiao, we actually had trouble getting into this. We had to wait till our very last night. We had to get like a 9:30 reservation. Asian fusion, although it's really more Asian fusion. It's like mostly Japanese with a little bit of Chinese influence and maybe a little bit of Indian. And then the Fuego restaurant, which I did not have the pleasure of enjoying because it's in the Fuego building, which I could not go to because I did not pay for it. But the adults in our party that did stay there, ate there several times and really liked it. Much less busy, good alternative to the buffet. Las Playas is down by the beach. I saw it, but I never ate there. It was pretty far. And by the time I wanted to eat, I didn't want to go that far. So I did not try it. Las Cuevas was a Brazilian steakhouse. It was, you know, they bring the skewers to the table and you have a block. The only thing about it was the block on your table is for everybody at the table. So if it's green, it's assumed that everybody is still eating. And I was sitting with Marcus, my son. So he wanted it to be on green and the rest of us were like, we're done, but he still wants food. So they brought the food till he couldn't do it anymore. And then they have a vegan and vegetarian restaurant too, which I think it goes without saying I did not try. But they were all very good. And then we did treat ourselves. There's a restaurant called Ha on property. And we've talked before on the podcast about the Charisma resorts, and there is a specialty restaurant at one of the Charisma resorts that is extra. Is it a Four Diamond restaurant? I think, I can't even remember what it's called right now.
Le Chic.
Yeah. So Ha is actually the celebrity chef Carlos Gaitan, I think is how you say his name. He has a Michelin star, and he brought a menu to this resort. The restaurant, Ha means water in Mayan. So there's this water theme throughout. There's water features everywhere. It's truly beautiful. You sort of walk down this bridge over a lake As you're walking in, it's just gorgeous. And it is an additional cost. It's $125 a plate. But that does include, if I'm not mistaken, and I did have the wine pairing, so I might be mistaken, it includes the wine pairing. A personalized menu, a little parting gift. We actually have a little apron from Ha. I don't know if it's always the same parting gift, so I apologize if I spoiled the surprise. And some candy, just the normal, really high-end Michelin star experience you would expect. And that is available for anyone to book, not just guests at the hotel. It was hard to get, but there weren't a ton of people in there. So there's more tables in there than what they intend to serve because of the high level of service.
Is it adults only or with kids?
Yeah, you know what?
It's adults only.
Only, yeah. We wouldn't have taken our kids. So it was that sort of, yeah. And it is, it's like, the dishes are presented very artfully. And in one case, George would hate this restaurant. One case, they brought us a beaker that had charcoal in it. And then our dish was on top of it being warm. So it was basically like it was cooking right at our table. Once we ate that, they removed the dish from the beaker and they pulled out this banana leaf wrapped thing. And that was our next course. And it had been cooking right down in the charcoal. So things like that, really creative presentation, super delicious. I don't remember if there were any olives though, George, so maybe it would have been okay.
Yeah, it would have been. So, and what was the upcharge? Do you remember?
What was the charge?
Yeah.
$125 a head.
Okay.
So that's what Victoria and Albert's is. That's what Remy is on the Disney Dream. But neither of those include the wine pairing. So,
okay.
Yeah. And the wines were fantastic. Very knowledgeable wait staff. And it was a good 3-hour dining experience. It's exactly what you would expect from any experience like that. Wonderful. And you know, Mexico is known for food. So if you have a chance to try a place like that, I mean, for us, it was sort of, well, first of all, I was still celebrating my birthday, but for us, you know, it's not something we would go out of our way to do, but when it's right there on property, we wanted to make sure we experienced it. And so much was already included. You know, we paid for that restaurant and we paid for the spa, for one treatment at the spa. So everything else, you know, we didn't have to pay for anything. All these parks are inclusive. So, the exception is Senses. Senses does not offer, there's a snack bar there. That is a la carte. But Senses is also sort of a half day experience. It's not a real, do we have time for me to tell you about this park, Senses?
Sure.
Okay. So this is unlike anything you can do here. And Marcus backed out of it. The rest of us did it. One of the other kids in the party didn't do it either. Basically, we didn't even know what we were in for, but they're like, this is a sensory experience. You take your shoes off and you get sort of coached on it. And they're like, okay, so you're going to walk through 4 different environments. And we're going to be removing your sense of sight so that all depending on your other senses. And it's supposed to sort of challenge you, but also sort of make you aware of your surroundings more. It's like this, I don't know, meditative kind of thing. And they said, if you're claustrophobic, you shouldn't do it. And I'm like, okay, this makes me nervous. But you had to take your shoes off. Basically, they put you in this tunnel one at a time. There's like 6 tunnels. So it's not just one person at a time. And they wait until you get far enough into the tunnel before they put another person in there. And you have to walk very slowly with your hands out in front of you. And it's basically like a maze, but with different environments. So you start off in like a jungle and you're feeling like pine trees and like spindly things and rocks. And then you move to like the shore and you hear the water. You know, they do sound, they do effects. So you can hear like jaguars growling and you can hear frogs and you can hear like there's really stuff in there with you. Mind you, you're outdoors in the Riviera Maya. So for all you know, you do have things in there with you. You know, there's moments, but... And so you're basically feeling your way around this thing with, it's pitch black. There's zero light. If you get into trouble, they say you can wave your hands and they'll see you. So somehow they're monitoring you. But I did the whole thing. I did it slower. You know, Chris just charged through it. And people were catching up to me by the end. There's one point where you go over a swinging bridge, you know, and you're holding onto the ropes on the side. Everything is right within your body distance, but it's sort of terrifying. And then when you get out of it, they're like, you did it. You challenged yourself. And I'm like, I didn't know I was going to be challenging myself when I came here. I did not know this. I did not understand that this is what I was in for. So, but I'm glad I did it. I'm never going to do it again. Yeah. And it's so much walking. I mean, you know, that whole thing, you literally walk through that and you are in the middle of a cave. If you wave your arms, I don't know what they do. I don't know if they turn on all the lights and come get you or if they guide you out in the dark. I have no idea. I had my Apple Watch on, so I had a little bit of light because every time I moved my hand, it would light up, but it wasn't enough to see anything. It was just enough for me to be reassured that my arm was still there. So.
Wow. That does look pretty cool.
Yeah. And in the other part of the park is a, optical illusion thing. So it looks like you're walking uphill, but you're really walking downhill. And
like a mystery spot.
Yes. And it is freaky deaky. Like as soon as you walk into that area, you get vertigo. Like your mind is like, what is happening here? I don't understand. Once you get used to it though, it's pretty neat. And there's places where you can do sort of the Michael Jackson lean. Cause you know, the buildings are leaning a different way than so it looks like you're leaning way back and you're really just standing up straight. It's really pretty cool.
Great. Well, that's our show for this week. Thank you all for hanging out with us. We would love for you to share your life-changing travel moments with us on our Facebook page. You can find us on Facebook as FlyAway or from the podcast page on Outlander Travel. Please be sure to subscribe to us and leave a review wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. On behalf of Sandy, Donna, Elizabeth, and myself, George, thanks for joining this week. Gotta fly.